Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It is Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I'll go back to that. It is October 29th, and we have a high of 78 degrees today. I mean, there is some validity that fall might be the best.
Oh my gosh, you're changing your tune. I can't believe it. Mark this date down.
If this is fall, if this is the fall weather, not the sloppy, you know, freezing cold, whatever it might be, this month, really, I mean, the summer was beautiful. It was a great month if you swim and everything else, get outside. And then, can you complain about the month of October?
It's been really lovely. I agree. Lots of sun, lots of warm temperatures. It's been great.
So that is what the forecast is for today. Producer Stevie will join us in studio for Talk It Out. We'll see what we learned. I'm still sore from yesterday's Talk It Out. Spoiler alert. Might be a video later in the week.
I have it. We got to edit that down.
I wasn't sure if we had it.
Yeah, we have it.
I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, it was... If you heard yesterday, you can go back and listen on your Odyssey app, which you should be listening to so you can fall into 5K. It was a thing yesterday, and I think my right leg is longer than the other because of
seriously, are you sore today?
I am. I went from that to then thinking, oh, today is the one day a month I'm going to try to work out, to then going to my mother-in-law's in Chesterland, who has roughly 500,000 leaves in her yard.
Oh, no.
So that was a very athletic, active Tim day.
Yeah. You need a day of rest.
Are you ready?
Dead man, I have tears. This could last for years. Dead man in an envelope.
It's great lyrics.
I told you I was going to put that together. She left us an audio message.
I love that.
Via Odyssey, and maybe it's a new intro. Just trying it out today.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to sing it, and then thank you, Tim, for putting it together.
There's two reasons to call. What do you think of the new intro? And then also, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Please pick a dead person as opposed to Lenny Kravitz. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you like that new intro?
Not really.
Oh.
It took a minute to put together. I thought to myself, well, we'll see. She was so nice to call up. Or not call up. She left it on an audio message through the Odyssey app. I just thought I would try it out today.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard, but I kind of like the other one better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a variety now. Depends on the day. So who's your guest today for Dead Guy?
Well, because the list only goes up to Luke Perry, which was probably 6 months ago, I'm going with Luther Vandross.
Oh, I don't know that we've had him before. We might have. I don't remember, but it's not him.
And it's so funny because I sent Stevie the list yesterday because we've had so many repeats. I've been a slacker on updating the list. And then Lenny Kravitz was definitely a new one. Now we have Luther Vandross that I also know is not on the list. So it continues to get updated, but that's a good point. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim Show, you can always reach out to us. You can shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, at star102cleveland.com and all this, or at the website, of course, all the socials. You can give us a call or you can send us an audio message.
Yeah, that's what Catherine did. And you played her song. You judged it up and made it the Dead Guy in an Envelope song today.
Oh, to make it the intro. What she sang, she gave it to us. We produced it yesterday, and it sounded like this.
Dead man, I have tears. This couldn't last for years. Dead man in an envelope.
And yeah, I shortened it down. Those were the lyrics that I had. I wanted to use the same bed that we used. So that was the final product yesterday after I got done.
And we're so grateful. Thank you, Catherine, for doing that. She sent us a message, though, after you played it a little bit earlier. Says, hey, it's me, the singer of Dead Man. It needs more. Can you
Don't
speed
say
me up?
The singer of Dead Man.
Yeah, the singer of Dead Man. It needs more. Can you speed me up? I recorded it at 5:30 a.m. last week. Also, put some bongos or make it more pop star like, or Tim and Jen sing with me. Catherine, all excellent ideas and great feedback. Tim, I think you should take that feedback and run with it.
So then for tomorrow, I add to my to-do list.
Bongos.
Give me to it. I'm going to write this down.
You need to add bongos.
I need to find bongos or a bongo sounder.
Yeah, she said, it needs more. Can you speed me up?
Speed up. Okay, I got you.
Put some bongos or make it more pop star. Like
pop star, like,
or you and I could sing with her.
I don't think we'll do that. I mean, I have one where I sing already.
Yeah,
I just want I want her to be highlighted.
Find her some bongos, add a bongos, maybe zhuzh the voice like a little, like, you know, add an echo effect or something.
Echo effect to the voice. So I'll have to find that. And
I'm saying that Catherine didn't ask for that. She said just make it more pop star like.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if you process her voice in some way. Maybe that will feel more pop star like.
Am I getting producer credit for this, for her track, her new intro?
Maybe you could auto tune her. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of different things.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stick with the speeding up.
Uh huh. Bongos.
Bongos.
I think that's definitely.
You probably have that somewhere. And pop star like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm 100% not saying that I'm doing this, but I am taking that into consideration.
You're taking
for
the feedback.
If we have the time to do that today. You know, I was just kind of thinking it was a one-off, but maybe it moves on. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you for the input. You know, I will work harder next time.
Thank you, Tim.
During the editing of that.
Catherine, I love you so much. You're like the Jen and Tim Show fan favorite of the day. That's what you are today.
I would agree. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show joined by producer Stevie. We did it yesterday. Talk It Out, which is just, what are you missing on TikTok? What are you seeing on TikTok? What are we missing on TikTok? Which, unfortunately, yesterday led to some Dancing with the Stars maneuver in studio that we'll post whenever that gets edited.
How's your leg feel?
Longer than the other leg.
Did we pop your ankle?
A lot of pulling.
We did pull on it a lot.
I am, not that Jen's not strong. She's also very strong.
Thank you, Tim.
Stevie, I don't know. I don't know if it's from the cow tipping in T County.
Stop.
I don't know what it was. She, like, my leg almost unattached when we were trying to make the Dancing with the Stars trending video, where if you've seen it, if you know, you know, right? Like, you know, and try to recreate that thing. And I don't know why the idea was trying to pick me up. I don't know how that.
Well, I don't. Well, you lay down on the floor willingly at first.
Like, you seem like a person who would willingly do it.
Correct.
Compared to us.
Okay. Yes. And I will say, I agree with you, because when you laid down there and I grabbed your ankle and I was at the moment where it's like, oh, you should pull. I thought this seems like an impossible task. Like, there's no way. And then Stevie replaced where I was to grab your ankle and easily just yanked on your leg
across the room.
I drug you. I can't lift you. You got to lift.
This is a spoiler for when the video gets posted, and we're going to tell you what's coming up next. So it was partially Stevie dragging me across the room and yelling, "Arch your back! Arch your back!" Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You needed to do that.
They're very arch.
I tried, and then my shirt almost fell off. It was the entire thing. So
it's not good.
What's next on Talk It Out?
Well, we're going to talk about a viral Domino's pizza. If you haven't seen that, it looks interesting.
Okay.
And then there's a viral sound that has like 60 million views attached to it.
Unbelievable. So we have that in case you missed it. Talk It Out. Stevie's got that for us. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Let's get to Talk It Out with producer Stevie.
So in honor of Tasty Tuesday, we're going to talk about the viral Domino's pizza trend that's going around. If you haven't seen this, here is what's on it.
Pan pizza, extra garlic parm sauce instead of tomato sauce, extra cheese, cheddar cheese blend, cheesesteak, bacon.
The description sounds fantastic. I think it sounds good.
So it's kind of a make your own cheesesteak pizza?
Yes.
So yeah,
that's
essentially.
Like the inspiration is a cheap Philly cheesesteak.
Yes, it sounds amazing. I would eat that.
If you haven't had the pan pizza at Domino's, like if you're like a Domino's like hater, a lot of people, they don't love Domino's.
You're right. A lot of times they're not rated really high. It just depends on the pizza or whatever it might be.
Pan's where you go. Get the pan.
And there's so a Domino's good. Right here. It's on the other side of the Halle Billing Garage. Yes. There's one right there.
Ooh, we could do our own Tasty Tuesday.
I've never had this version, but I would do it plain. Like I would do the garlic parm sauce, the cheese with the cheddar cheese.
Okay.
But I don't like, and maybe the steak, but I wouldn't do.
You would do the steak? Because I was going to say it wouldn't be Philly steak, I don't think, if you don't.
I don't know. I like steak, but Domino steak, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it looks really good.
I was going to say, you're probably on board with that. Maybe.
It's a maybe.
Okay. So it's a maybe. Maybe it's Tasty Tuesday. Okay. We try it as a show.
I'm in.
Okay.
So what do you not wait? What do you not want on it? Is it the Philly steak or am I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But
what's on the radar for possible Tasty Tuesday?
And the pickle witch.
That's also
1,000%.
Saw a video of it. Very juicy.
Do it Friday. We should do it Friday.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll buy.
Because he's off Friday.
What's next? What's next? What do we have?
So there's a viral sound, but it's created a fun trend. So here's the audio of the sound.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
But people are taking their own version of it. So that's the audio. And then they're adding a caption to it of their version. A lot of it is like relationship things like, and then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, must have been your other girlfriend. Are you mad at me? So you hate me. But then a celebrity took part in the trend, and now it has over 62 million views and 8 million likes. It's none other than Sabrina Carpenter who put, and then I go and split all by saying something stupid like, it's that me espresso.
Oh, nice.
And all the comments are like, no, that song changed my brain chemistry. Because if you think about it, it's a weird lyric.
Yes. Catherine needs to sing this. Hey, Catherine, can you get your audio message of saying the dead guy in the envelope,
yes.
Her version of it? So that's great.
I love that.
Yeah, so we got food. We have a massive trend. So there we go. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Tuesday morning to you. We are at 7:06. We're going to see a high of 78 degrees today. We're going to get to a round of Trump 2E here coming up at 7:35. Tis the season, Halloween, just a couple of days away. Probably have your Halloween costume picked out, ready to go. We will talk about the costumes for your pets tomorrow. And please share the cutest pet costumes of all time tomorrow. That's where we're going to get to. But we're going to focus on a throwback costume of producer Stevie's. That is relatively unbelievable that she shared with us after the show yesterday.
We text each other as a group talking about ideas for the show. I don't know, Tim making comments about things that are funny usually. But last night we were talking about what to do on the show today and Stevie, like, I don't know, were you, I was, when I saw this text from Stevie that included a photo of one of her childhood Halloween costumes, I was delighted and stunned all at the same time. It is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen and such a creative idea.
What I would like to have happen is NSYNC is, there's 3 minutes and 19 seconds left in this song. So I want you to stay with the show and I want you to mentally guess what Stevie dressed up. How old were you then? Would you
probably
guess?
Like nine.
Okay, no one will guess this.
As a 9-year-old, have a mental guess. There can't be anybody that guesses this.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Producer Stevie, take over. When you were nine.
Yes.
When you were, you guys want to separate?
I apologize. Yeah, I can separate. Sorry.
We're trying to do videos in studio, and none of this is working.
It didn't work.
I just want that to go out there. I have tried 35 times on this, and we'll get it fixed today. But we were trying to put you together because it's,
we had to share a camera.
That's what's going on. I'm just letting you know.
And now it's throwing you off because I was sitting next to Stevie.
So there we go. So now you have gone back to that. So we want to tell everybody, what did you dress up when you were 9 years old? People are trying to mentally take a guess. What were you?
I hope someone guessed it, but I was a highway or a road, an interstate, whatever you want to call it.
It is but it's a specific interstate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Which one did you choose?
I-77.
You chose I-77. Yeah. Was there a reason?
It's the only highway in Dover.
You dress as a highway. We need to get this posted.
Oh, it's not posted yet?
No,
I thought it was posted. I apologize.
I'm posting it now.
I appreciate that. There's been a lot of things going on this morning. We will post that now. Jen and Tim show all the socials. We will share it to Star 102 and all the socials. So what made you, like, are you just a fan of fast roads? Was it a nice smooth road? Where is it like the Golden Brick Road out of Dover? It was the 77 because you could get to Cleveland down to Florida. I don't, like, why 77?
It's really the only option for roads, unless you want to do like a state route, but it's the only interstate in Dover. But the reason why it was a road was, so my mom actually found, like, saw Pinterest, some form of something,
sure,
of the outfit, and thought it was so cute. My mom's pretty, like, crafty.
Yeah.
So she was like, I want to make this. It's so cute. She asked, I'm the youngest of five. She asked everybody to make it because I'm the youngest. So she didn't think the youngest would be like, yeah, I'll be a road. She thought maybe I'd want to be like a fun character from a show I like.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No one wanted to be a road. They all hated it. And she was like, do you want to be a road? And I'm like, that's so cool. I love little cars. So we got a tracksuit, like a sweatsuit at Walmart, just like a gray tracksuit. Took some yellow tape, taped it up like the road, and then stuck on their literal like matchbox cars.
This is such an amazing costume. I've never seen anything like it. It is so adorable, and I love that you were 77. And like you said, it's a very versatile road. We take it all the way.
Oh, it is all the time. Absolutely.
The entire way to Hilton
Head.
It really does.
Was a cousin a construction cone, another one a pothole? Oh, like, it could have been an entire thing.
That would have been cute.
I did win best costume at the bowling party. In my bowling league.
Did you get a prize? In a league? At nine?
I was in a bowling league as a kid.
Okay,
you get them patches?
But yes.
Of course, I'm not knocking it at all. I just think it is very unique. I think that your mom did a great job. I'm not knocking.
So good.
Can anybody, how do I even have the question? That anybody even close to this, that maybe you as a child or your child zigged when you thought they were going to zag? Is that fair? You thought they were going to be something? It's just it's a unique costume.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very unique. Anybody else a road? I mean, who's like, you know what? I don't know. Dead Man's Curve is a nice left and right.
That would be interesting, because how do you make that curve?
Like a dead. And
your back would hurt by the end of the
night. Most unique costume as a kiddo or maybe your kids. Anything compare? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. What did you miss? Stevie dressed up as a road when she was nine. 77, the highway. That's what she was.
You had a nice Interstate 77 road sign on your head. Mm-hmm. You had a blue, you said it was gray. It looked blue to me in the picture. Like a matching set,
yes.
Hoodie and pants with yellow lines, and then matchbox cars like dangling off you. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I love this costume.
To make it again. I think it needs to come back.
Yeah, you were so stressed out about a costume, mm-hmm, last weekend. Why weren't you a road again?
Like a different one now that you're up here. Like,
ooh,
check out 90.
Options.
90, 480.
Yeah.
Don't be 271. That one's confusing.
Unique. Yeah, it's all over the place. So you're definitely into construction at all times.
All times.
So unique Halloween costumes, maybe when you were a kid or your kiddos. Star 102, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Got a unique costume for us?
Yeah. So when I was in my 20s, there was the Natural History Museum was holding their Halloween party. I was a thunderstorm.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cute.
How did you execute that? What did it look like?
So it was a gray dress. I put silver streamers down for the rain.
Oh.
And I made the hat into, like, it was like, you know, the fluff batting that you put in pillows.
Yeah, like that cottony fluffy stuff.
A little bit of gray.
Oh.
Yeah, the fluffy stuff. I spray painted it a little bit of gray, and then I put a strobe light inside of it. So when I was walking, it was light up.
We need a photo. Will you send us a photo so we can put it on our Facebook page? That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was me, my husband, and a friend of mine. We were thunderstorm, lightning, and the fried newscaster.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
My mom and dad went into a storm once.
Did they?
Yeah.
Trent McGill needs to do this. Star 102.
Yes, he does.
Yes, imagine
he does.
That would be great. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Unique Halloween costumes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, when I was 12, I had this idea. My grandpa used to volunteer at a food pantry for veterans, and they would ship these goods on this weird, like, gray blanket that had kind of flecks of other material in it. Very, very cheap. So we would keep them, you know, as an emergency blanket in our cars. And I just thought, you know, this really looks like dryer lint, like literally like dryer lint. So we decided I went as a giant ball of lint, and we made a ginormous, like, domed suit out of chicken wire. And then we, like, attached this blanket around it. And then I had, like, these little shoulder straps so that the chicken wire wouldn't cut me to pieces. And I wore, like, a hoodie underneath it. And, yeah, I just walked around, and I just had this giant thing kind of floating around me, and I was a ball of lint.
That's amazing.
These
so creative. I love it.
These are. It is. You're right. A lot of them homemade. Absolutely. Unique Halloween costumes. Or anybody else dressed up as a road?
I don't think anybody.
In which road
no
was
way.
It?
No way. Fellow road.
It doesn't have to be a highway.
Oh, like a
it's
back
fine.
Road?
Could be a back road. Brook Park Road.
You got to see Stevie as I-77. It is about the cutest Halloween costume ever.
There she is.
Yep.
Oh, there she is. Penny, top fan, Penny. Stevie is so adorable. The costume is so cute and very creative. Emily, top fan. I love it. So creative. Sandra, this is cute. What a great idea. It really is a great idea and very well executed. I just thought it was very unique when she sent that to us yesterday, because who is a road?
Nobody's a road. And you have to, by the way, when you go to the Jen and Tim Show page and you see this photo of Stevie as a road, as a 9-year-old, we think, click on it, because you can, when it just shows, you only see the top part. You have to see her legs, because there's little matchbox cars, like glued or taped or something, to her legs that are just adorable.
We will share that to Star 102. I want to get to one more call before we get to a round of Trump 2. Good morning. We're talking these unique Halloween costumes. You mentioned that you have one. Go right ahead, please.
I was in 2016, I was a emoji.
Which emoji?
I was the hard eyes emoji.
Oh, there you go.
That's so cute. How'd you execute that?
I wore a yellow t-shirt, and then I wore leggings, and then I had heart eyes on the shirt, and then a smile.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We've so cute.
Definitely keep the message coming. Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 and all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Welcome to Cheese Chat. She did the cheesy tease a few minutes ago. How are holes?
Don't say cheesy tease.
Well, in the cheese industry, they're called eyes, not
eyes.
Holes.
Yeah. The Swiss cheese
eyes,
holes?
Or yes. Just eyes.
And if you get a Swiss cheese that doesn't have the holes, it's called blind cheese, and you don't. It's cheaper.
So wait,
they sell it cheaper because you don't want blind.
You
cheese.
Don't want, yeah.
Is this any cheese with a hole in it, or just a
no,
Swiss?
No, just Swiss cheese.
Just Swiss.
Yeah.
Okay, so Swiss cheese has eyes, and you said yes. You know how they get there.
Yeah, it's from the bacteria. It's a carbon dioxide buildup from the bacteria used to make and ferment the cheese.
And there we go.
That makes me sick.
Now
I don't want to hear bacteria.
Take the cheese tour. It's very interesting. You see all the tubs it's in.
Yeah.
It's very intense.
I bet that is a deep cheese smell.
That is.
I think I might be.
Agree.
I don't know that. So there you go. Anybody else would like to elaborate with their Swiss cheese knowledge?
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.